The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in seminary, whenever we would put on a surplus, which is what you put on over a cassock, what you see the servers wearing, there was a prayer that they taught us to pray in seminary. The prayer was, "Put upon me, O Lord, the new man, created according to God in holiness," or "in justice and the holiness of truth." So it came directly from this Ephesians reading today. And it always reminded me of the need to ask the Lord to create me in a new way, to every day through his grace and love to recreate my heart and my mind so that I could better follow him, so that I could say yes to his will for my life, so that I could be a good disciple of Jesus and hopefully be a good priest. I want to talk about lessons today on how to put on the new self. How to do that daily, perpetually. How to do that into eternity. Jesus is the self that we need to put on. Put on Christ daily. Our own hearts, minds, and souls, our true self, has to be conformed to the heart, mind, and desire of Jesus. Casting off former ways of life, this requires discernment. Or in other words, we have to spend time praying and considering how God is calling us to be his followers. And sometimes this requires, in various degrees, depending on the person, it requires a word that many don't like: change. Sorry. I don't like it either sometimes. Who does? But the Lord says, I want to create in you a new heart. I want to take from your bodies your stony hearts and put natural hearts in you. I want you to be able to absorb the love of Jesus without any resistance. There's so many reasons why we have to regularly discern and pray about what needs to be changed. So, we ask the Lord for that grace. Take off the former ways, put on the new self according to justice and the holiness of truth. So what do we do? The first thing we must do then when putting on the new self then is we have to take off the old self. How do we do that? The church offers us many ways. We can repent, confess our sins, and return to the Lord in all things. Repentance is the normal way to take off the old self and receive newness of life in the grace of Jesus. So the sacrament of confession is an essential part of being a follower of Jesus. He wouldn't have given his apostles the power to forgive sins if he wasn't asking us to go to the church for that sacrament. So Jesus gave the apostles, and through them all priests, the power to forgive sins in his name. Now some people say, well, Father, I don't know what to confess. Have you ever said that to yourself? I don't know what to confess. So I want to give you an idea on that. Pretty much everybody knows how to use a Google search at this point, right? So go to your computer and go to your search, wherever you search, and just type in Catholic Examination of Conscience. Catholic Examination of Conscience. Many things will pop up. many versions of this will pop up, which is good. Look at them, pray with them, and let the Lord guide your heart on what needs to be brought to the Lord in forgiveness and repentance, okay? So first is take off the old self. The second thought is on how to put on the new self is look for Jesus in the right places. Okay. Look for Jesus with the right words and in humility and love. We tend to look for Jesus within the context of our selfishness. Jesus even mentions to his disciples, he said, you're looking for me not because of signs and wonders and the things of God, but because you're hungry. And I gave you bread once, and you're like, Jesus has all the bread. Let's go to him, because I'm hungry. You just wanted me to feed you food that is earthly. And Jesus says to us, no, seek what lasts forever. Seek the bread that lasts into eternal life. Seek Jesus because you want heaven. Seek Jesus because he's the Savior of your soul. Find him in prayer. Find him in the celebration of the Mass. Find him in your reading of Scripture. Try this if you don't pray very often. I have a little idea on this too, okay? If you don't find yourself every day praying for a little while, try this. Take your Bible, or first buy a Bible. You should have a Bible at home. Take your Bible, your Catholic Bible, and start with one book, like the Gospel of Mark, or the Gospel of John, whatever it may be, at the beginning. And for 5 minutes every morning, read that book as much as you can. Then after 5 minutes, talk to God about the reading. Any thoughts or feelings or desires that come to your mind while you're reading the scripture, talk to the Lord about it. Just take 5 minutes. And at the end of that, pray an Our Father. And you've just prayed 10 to 15 minutes of prayer. Everyone can do that. Every one of us can do that. It will change your life. You'll want more. You will not stop if you just give the Lord a little bit. So we want to take off the old self. We want to look for Jesus in the right places and with the right words, in prayer especially. And the last thought is on putting on the new self. Choose the bread that lasts forever. The only person that matters in our life of faith is Jesus Christ. He says to his disciples clearly, I am the bread of life. He says to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Believe in Jesus, that he is who he says he is, that he's come into the world to bring salvation. Jesus is the bread that comes down from heaven. There is this great thing about putting on Jesus. Here is the great thing about it, about receiving from Jesus. Here's the great thing about the bread of life, about the Lord Jesus who was sent from the Father in heaven. You can never get enough. With Jesus, we are never full. If we're just looking for bread that perishes, we'll get full. We'll get bored. We'll turn to something else. It doesn't last forever. But if we turn to the Lord, we will never have enough. But Jesus alone is enough. Put on the Lord every day. Now, we could waste our time grumbling about all the things we do like, all the things we don't like in the world. We could spend a lot of time grumbling, complaining, arguing, being frustrated with all the things over the world. It'd be easy. It's very easy right now, right? Or we could do the same thing about the church. We could grumble and complain about the things happening in the church. Or in our city and state. Or in our families. Or wherever. Or we could look at Jesus and say what so many saints have said throughout the centuries. Lord, you are enough for me. You are the answer to this chaos. In you, I am free. With you, Lord, I am full. And when you trust fully in Jesus, you will eat and have your fill, and you will know that Jesus, the Lord, is God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.